Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Hey guys, just a solo episode this week. I wanted to talk to you about something that I really found valuable over the month of June, and it was one of those situations where I really did turn pain into power. I was put into an uncomfortable position that I honestly had never been in before, and I came out on the other side, and I've got some life lessons from what I experienced. So today's episode is called The Three Things That I Learned After Taking a Month of Rest. So let's get to the backstory first of all. I was feeling extremely fatigued at the beginning of June, and I had just been to a cardiologist a few months ago where I was diagnosed with bradycardia, which means I have a low resting heart rate. And for the most part, this is not incredibly threatening, but at my appointment in January, my doctor had told me, if you start to get extreme bouts of fatigue, I want you to come back. So I obviously was experiencing this fatigue, and I went back to the cardiologist to say, hey, you know, I'm feeling really drained, and I'm like getting dizzy when I stand up. Can I get on medication for this? Like, what's to come? So they did a whole bunch of different tests on me. They did a blood test. They did an EKG, an echocardiogram, all of it. And in the end, I got a really interesting diagnosis. It had nothing to do with my heart rate. It had nothing to do with my cardiovascular health. My doctor sent me an email saying, you've tested positive for mono. Please take appropriate rest for 2 to 4 weeks. Absolutely no exercise. And I just thought, is this a joke? Like, the only thing that I was feeling was fatigued. I didn't feel the flu. I didn't feel any sort of symptoms related to mono. And I was just incredibly confused. And I vocalized this. I said, what do you mean? I'm only feeling fatigue. Like, I don't feel the effects of mono. And the doctor said that mono starts off as fatigue, and the more that you try to push through it, the sicker that you become. So I didn't really want to be in a place where I was bedridden. Although looking back, I honestly would have preferred that, because then I wouldn't have had to go to work, honestly. But I decided to take this seriously. I had heard that, you know, if not treated properly and with love, mono could do lasting damage on your spleen. And I love my spleen. I've never seen it before, but I trust that it's doing its job because I'm speaking to you today. So yeah, I decided to take it seriously. And at the time, I was absolutely, I honestly was a little depressed about this, because I had just signed up for 8 weeks with an online personal trainer that I really looked up to, and I was already starting to see results from her training, and now it came to a screeching halt, and I had to quit 5 weeks in. I couldn't see the rest of the challenge through, and I was so upset, and immediately I was just like, well, what am I going to do? Because exercise is my therapy, and I'm just going to be this miserable person, and I'm going to like lash out on everyone if I can't exercise. So I decided to just give myself some grace. This situation that I was in was outside of my control, and the doctor was strongly recommending to me that I get the rest that my body clearly needs. So I decided to stick it out. I made sure to get at least 8 hours of sleep every single day for a month. And coming out on the other side, I just have a whole new appreciation and respect for my body. And I thought I would share the top three things that I learned this past month with you guys today. Number one, your body has a voice. What do I mean by this? I mean that obviously my body was telling me to rest. You know, I have been working over 16-hour days for months, maybe even years. I wake up at 5 a.m. to go get a workout in for myself. I am constantly running around at my job. I'm constantly walking everywhere. I am teaching fitness classes 3 times a week. My body was tired. My body needed a reset, and it came in a way that I didn't expect, but it's cliche, but it's true. Everything happens for a reason. And my reason was because I needed a break. And just listening to my body and hearing that I need to rest, otherwise I will get hurt, was a huge indicator that my body has a voice and I need to be more in tune with what it's telling me. So, for example, yesterday I had a little bit of shoulder pain. I don't really know where it came from, but my shoulder was really, really sore. And so when it came time to do my workout for the day, I decided not to do certain moves that would agitate or trigger the soreness to get worse. I'm listening to my body's voice and I am adapting around it. Because at the end of the day, if you're not treating your body with respect and love, then it's kind of pointless, right? Like you can look a certain way or you could have the aesthetics, but if you don't feel good in your body, if you're not comfortable in your skin and you don't feel happy or healthy, then what's the point, right? So that's the first thing that I learned. The second thing that I learned from taking a month of rest is that rest can be productive. So by sleeping in every morning, I was still waking up probably about an hour and a half before I had to be at work. And my commute is only 15 minutes. And I wanted to do this just to make sure that like I wouldn't take too long in the shower or getting ready or anything like that. So I would wake up, I would get a shower right away, and then I'd have about an hour to get into my outfit and do my makeup and all of that. So during that hour, I really got a lot done as far as either taking care of little tasks that I wanted to get done either for my podcast or the book that I'm writing, or even if it was just listening to a podcast for my own personal growth, I could take that hour to really soak in some valuable information and valuable content that would make me better and make me feel more productive for the day. So even though I wasn't pounding the pavement, hustling and throwing weight around in the gym, I was still getting a lot done and I didn't have to bully my body in order to do that. So number two, rest can be productive. And the third thing that I learned from a month of rest is that you can always start over. I mentioned that I was signed up for this 8-week challenge and unfortunately I had to kind of throw in the towel at week 5. And I was feeling really discouraged about it. But then I realized, you know what? I can just pick up and start again. I had the workouts already. I knew what my cardio was supposed to be. And I just decided to start over completely. So the beginning of July, when my 4 weeks of rest was complete, I decided, you know what? This is my new day one. And did I gain weight? Yes. Did I lose the muscle definition that I had? Yes. But very quickly, I was able to, quote, bounce back to where I was originally when I was diagnosed with mono. So again, like I feel that so many people get so discouraged by this whole end all be all mentality. Like, okay, I'm going to set out to do this 30-day workout program. and day 14 rolls around and you're diagnosed with mono. So you take this as an opportunity or a sign to throw in the towel and to just never bother to pick up this workout again because, you know, it didn't work the first time, or I got sick and I didn't feel like completing it afterwards, or I didn't want to go back to day one. And that's all on you. That is all on you bullying yourself. That is all on you setting rigid expectations for yourself and not giving yourself that understanding and that grace and that love that you deserve. So I want you to really just recognize that if you are not checking a day off of your to-do list or off of your workout calendar or whatever it is, that's okay. And you can always, you know, just take it back. Take it back to the week before you lost track. Take it back to the month before you had to kind of set things down and reassess what was going on. And you have the power and you have the authority to do that. Nobody is policing you. Nobody is judging you. And nobody is doubting you. Just because it didn't work the first time doesn't mean that you cannot crush it the second time. I hope that this episode was inspiring for you to realize that it is okay and life happens and you can continue to smash the goals that you have in mind for yourself no matter what comes in your way to try to derail you. And I am very excited to be back on track after this month of rest. I'm very excited to have this appreciation and self-love that I do, and really valuing my body, really being grateful for my body, and just knowing that I have so much potential and I am so capable thanks to my body being a healthy, happy machine. And anytime that that's compromised, anytime that I don't get enough sleep, or anytime that I don't get enough sleep or I don't feel well in general, I can just listen to my body, listen to my body's voice and take what I need and then bounce back and start over and have a new, fresh perspective on myself. So I hope this was helpful for you and I hope you have a great week. Talk soon.
My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram at Davina Faust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.